Okay, so what we're seeing here is the beginning of us understanding that with what Jesus is saying to Louisa, would you suffer, regenerated in Louisa a brand new life. It, the suffering that Louisa went through made the divine Louisa the daughter of the divine will. The suffering that Louisa went through gave Louisa the office and the pains that befit this life that Louisa was giving for the fulfillment of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. How amazing is this that our God has given this to Louisa? How amazing is this that our God wants us to understand what he gave to little Louisa? So he says in volume 20, 2:13, 1927, "This is my purpose, that in my kingdom there will be no more servants, but only my children, and they will be kings like me." See, it's the saints were to know, love, and serve God. In the divine will, Jesus says, "I want you to know, love, and possess God." "This is my purpose," Jesus said, "that my kingdom, in my kingdom there will be no longer servants, but they will be my children. They will be kings like me." God's image and likeness. "This shall happen with my divine will." He says, "And oh, how the divine will awaits to be given back its complete glory in the creation, that it be recognized that everything belongs to the divine will, so as to be able to say, 'Everything is yours, let us reign together.'" This is what Jesus is saying. Everything is yours, let us reign together. And when you look at the book of Revelation, it says there will be those, the title will be "He Who Reigns." That will be our title. "Everything is yours, let us reign together." How the divine will awaits for its knowledges on the supreme fiat to cover the paths in order to stir, in order to call, in order to press the creatures to come into my kingdom so as to form my true children, to whom I, God, can give the title of kings. This is what Jesus wants. It's not to be good and holy and saintly anymore. It's not just to have a nimbus, a halo around your head. It's to radiate in divine light as Jesus did on Mount Tabor, to radiate in divine light as Our Lady did and Our Lady Guadalupe. See, because what Jesus is asking us to enter into is not sanctity. It's the sanctity of sanctities. Jesus is waiting for this to happen. "This is my purpose," he says. Jesus is asking us to give our fiat. "This is why I, God, have so much interest that these manifestations, these truths on the my divine will, which you, Louisa, have written in the book of heaven, be known. Because this is about my greatest act. This is the fulfillment of my glory. It is the fulfillment and complete good of souls." God breathed into the dust to form Adam to have that preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. And now Jesus says, "Now is the time that I want to give this back to man, because I have explained everything and I've done everything with Louisa. Now this love of ours," just this is now volume 23, 1:13, 1928. "This divine love of ours was broken by Adam, and by withdrawing from our holy divine will, Adam himself removed himself the imprint of divine royalty and the insignia of king." This is what he was clothed with, and he just removed it. "I don't want it. I want my human will. However," Jesus says, "on our part," this is the triune God's part, "nothing has changed, and we persist in our will of making the work of our hands the Son king, not servant." So again, we look at the lives of the saints. They all were great servants of God. And Jesus says, "Now, on our part, nothing has changed. We are going to be persistent in our holy divine will, and we are going to make the work of our hands again, that mankind become our king, not our servant. And therefore, in the whole history of creation, we, triune God," he says, "now come back to storm the divine will, to fulfill, have the fulfillment of our divine will. And therefore, we, Triune God, call Louisa, the one, from human stock. We put everything, everyone else aside as if no one else existed. Listen to this. You have to understand why Father Bucci says in the new era we're going to know Louisa as the saint of the church, Louisa la Santa. Everyone else was put aside. Jesus says, excuse me. We renew the solemnity of creation of Adam, the first man. This is not to be good and holy and saintly, but to live this divine life. The ardor of our love forms huge waves and makes us, Triune God, see everything as love. And placing this creature, Louisa, in the midst of these waves, even though our all-seeingness sees everything, we, Triune God, put everything aside. And with this one, Louisa, we, Triune God, renew the great prodigy of the first act of creation. God's bringing everything to full, complete, full circle. He has planned this. He loves us so much that he has got this planned. Volume 24, 319, 1928. And even though those are who are said to be more good feel, this is the saints, they feel that something necessary is missing in them. And then you read the lives of the saints, they all say that. They feel that their works are not complete. And everyone longs for some other good, but they themselves do not know what it is. It is the fulfillment and the totality of my divine fiat that is missing in their acts. And therefore, their works are as though halved. Because not only with my divine will, but in my divine will, can complete works be done. So here Jesus is saying, wait till you see what I've got planned for my children. Therefore, the divine will yearns to be known in order to bring its life and fulfillment to the works of souls. More so, since I am, he uses God's name, I am preparing great events, sorrowful and prosperous, chastisements and graces, unforeseen and unexpected wars. Everything is in order to dispose souls to receive the good of the knowledge of my fiat. So Jesus is saying, as God, see, this is what we want to do. We want to trust in him, believe in him, hope in him, have confidence in him. As God, I am preparing great events in these last times. They are sorrowful and they're prosperous. There's chastisements and there's graces. There's unforeseen and unexpected wars. But you have to remember this. Everything is in order to dispose the souls of mankind to receive the good of the knowledges of my fiat. And if they let them sleep without flinging them into the midst of creatures, they shall render the events that I am preparing fruitless. If we're not reading about the divine will, we're not going to see what God's doing. We're going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. We're going to be like spoiled children. God is getting everything ready. Let's look at your life. Everything that you have gone through has prepared you for this time. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to really begin to live this abundant life. So he says, those that throw this out, fling them aside, you just sleep, you know, being, you know, not being attentive. What an account they shall not have to give to me. Don't do this to Jesus. He's given you the book of heaven. Read it, study it, put it into practice. Begin to know what the Lord God Almighty wants for you. Volume 24, 430, 1928. My daughter Louisa, everything you saw shall serve to purify. Everything you saw shall prepare the human family. The turmoils shall serve to reorder, and the destructions will serve to build more beautiful things. So he says, if a collapsing building is not torn down, a new nor beautiful one cannot be formed upon those very ruins. And then he says, I, Jesus, shall stir everything for the fulfillment of my most holy divine will. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going to happen. He knows who is going to say yes, and he knows who is going to say no. He wants us to be on his right for all eternity. He doesn't want to say depart to those on the left. He doesn't want to do that. But if that's what souls wants, that's what God has to give them. So he says, and besides, when I, Jesus, came upon earth, it was not decreed by our divinity that the kingdom of my holy divine will should come. But that was the kingdom of redemption. And in spite of human ingratitude, it was accomplished. However, it has not yet covered all of its way. Many regions and many peoples live as if they had not come, if I, God, had not come upon earth. And therefore, it is necessary that the divine will makes its way. The divine will walks everywhere, because redemption is the preparatory way for the kingdom of my most holy divine will. It is the army that goes forward in order to form the peoples to receive the regime, the divine life, the king of my most holy divine will. And so, what was not decreed for that time, we, Triune God, decree today for the fulfillment of our kingdom. Kingdom of our fiat. So God is saying, this is the time that the Triune God has decreed. This is the day. We are alive at this time. God has predestined us to live at this time so that the fulfillment of the kingdom will occur with us in it. Not to be separated from God in the least. See, we receive Holy Communion as Catholics. We have that, the bread of life, the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, reigning in us for 15 minutes until the host dissolves. And we adore him, and we love him, we praise him, we thank him, we bless him, we worship him. But Jesus is saying, I want to give you more. I want to give you the first bread, the bread that Adam ate, the bread that Jesus and Mary lived on, the bread of the divine will, which is a perennial communion with God, never to end. So that as Adam had the God walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening, this will be our life as well, never to be separated from God. And when we, Triune God, decree, everything is done. In us, it is enough to decree in order to accomplish what we, Triune God, want. This is why what seems difficult to you, Louisa, and to us who are reading it, shall be made easy by our divine power. It shall, listen to this, it shall be like those mighty winds after long days of thick rainy clouds. The power of the wind dispels the clouds, takes the rain away, and makes the good weather return and the sun embrace the earth. In the same way, more than a ruling wind, our divine power shall put to flight the darkness of the human will. Our divine power shall make the sun of my eternal will reappear to embrace souls. And everything that I, Jesus, have manifested to you, Louisa, that is the truths that pertain to the divine will, are nothing other than the confirmation of what we, Triune God, have decreed. So our Lord is asking us, our Lord is pleading with us, would you be willing to read this, to study this? Would you be willing to put this into practice? Furthermore, if the kingdom of my divine fiat and the time of its nearing fulfillment had not been decreed before by the divinity, there would have been no reason, there would have been no necessity nor purpose for choosing you, Louisa, for keeping you sacrificed for so many years, for entrusting to you, Louisa, as its little daughter, the knowledges of the divine will, its admirable truths, and its secrets and its hidden sorrows. If you listen to what Jesus says in Volume 17, May 4th, 1925, it's exactly this. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you all truths, going to reveal to you the secrets of heaven, the secrets of the kingdom, the sorrows of the kingdom. That's what you get when you read the Book of Heaven. Again, if we're making the Book of Heaven our life, how happy God is. Volume 24, 924, 1928. My daughter Louisa, because the first purpose, the first act, and the end of creation was that of our divine will alone reign, and in order for the divine will to reign, it was necessary to know the divine will. It was our divine will that entered the field of action in creation, that imposed itself on the nothing with its creating fiat. created the heavens, the sun, and many beautiful works with a fiat lux and also man. Let there be light and also man. In all the works it created, the divine will place the seal of its omnipotent fiat and the indelible sign that the divine fiat would remain inside each of its works, ruling as king inside his kingdom. So the purpose of creation was not our power, not our goodness, not our justice. He says, not our immensity. The purpose, he says, was like as if all of these, our attributes, our divine attributes concurred in it. It was a consequence, not a purpose. If we do not obtain the purpose, it is for us, Triune God, as if we had done nothing. And since all created things were made for man and man for us, here is why, by necessity of love, by the right of justice, for the honor and the decorum of ourselves and for all our divine works, that as the fulfillment of our purpose, we, Triune God, want our divine will to reign in man as origin, as life, and as end of his whole being. And if you knew how much my fiat suffers in looking at mankind, it looks at mankind and says in its sorrow, I made man truly with my creative hands. He, Adam, this is us, is the work of my hands. He is truly the one whom I so much delighted in creating. Yet, I am not inside of him as in my kingdom. Adam broke my seal and put me out. Adam destroyed for me the purpose for which I gave him divine life. See then how it is of absolute necessity that my divine will be known, that my divine will reign, and until it does, our most beautiful works cannot produce for man the goods that they contain, and they are the very works of redemption, and it's without its fulfillment. So he says, until sanctification happens, it's not going to be fulfilled. That's what the divine will is. The divine will is sanctification. Here is the tabernacle I pray continuously. Jesus says, I pray continuously. But do you know what my first prayer is? That my divine will be known, that the divine will rule, that it keeps me hidden, that may rule over all creatures. He says, and may reign and dominate in all souls. So he says, I want it to be known, I want it to be loved, and I want it to be possessed. In fact, only when my divine will is known and forms in souls its kingdom, then, listen to this, then my sacramental life will have its complete fruit. Then the fulfillment of the so many sacrifices, the restoration of my life will be found in souls. We haven't seen anything yet. We're supposed to receive Holy Communion and become like Christ. You are what you eat. And Jesus is asking us, would you allow me to reign in you? And I am here in the tabernacle. I am making many sacrifices. Why? To wait for the triumph. And what is the triumph? That it will be my kingdom of the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Go to the Blessed Sacrament. Spend time with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Learn to fall in love with God. Listen to him. He speaks in silence. Be alone with him. Don't be sitting there reading a book. Go to Jesus. Let him speak to you. Read a little bit of the divine will and then look at Jesus if he's in the monstrance. Look at him. Volume 26, 528, 1929. I, Jesus, can say, I have done more in creation and redemption because my holy divine will encloses both one and the other. It is the origin, it is the means of creation and redemption, and it shall be the end and crown of creation and redemption in such a way that without my holy divine will, unknown and reigning and dominating upon earth, our works would be works without a crown and therefore incomplete. And so this is the reason for so much interest in making the divine will known. Why? Basically, he says, I've given you the book of heaven, Louisa. Our very works done with so much love and magnificence, are in the nightmare of an unutterable moan and almost a profound humiliation, because the life and the essential substance that they hide is not yet known. God wants this known. And again, who's he make it known to? Your family? I don't think so. Your neighbors? No. Your co-workers? No. Your parishioners? No. It's to you. He wants you to know this. Therefore, he's asking us to spend time alone with him in prayer. The veil, the exterior of creation and redemption are known, but the life that they hide, the most holy divine will, is ignored. How can they give the life they hide and the goods they possess? Therefore, our works long for, our works demand their right justice, that my most holy divine will be known. Ah, yes, my most holy divine will alone shall be the glory. It shall be the everlasting crown and shall be the fulfillment of our divine works. You see, the mission that Jesus has given to us, he hasn't given to the saints, because the saints did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. Volume 29, 519, 1931. And then, since Mary, the celestial lady, is the true king of the king, true queen of the kingdom of my holy divine will, it is Our Lady's task to help. It is Our Lady's task to teach these fortunate souls who want to enter into the divine will, to live in the divine will. That's what we say to Jesus every day with the prevenient act. I want to enter into this great gift of the divine will. I want to live in the most holy divine will. By this they shall, listen to this. By this desire, they will show as if they did not have the power to elect whom I, God, want, when I want. See, there's many people that can't believe in Louisa. This is nothing. They show as if I, God, did not have the power to elect whom I, God, want, when I, God, want. But after all, time shall say everything. And just as they cannot deny that the Virgin of Nazareth is my mother, so shall they not be able to deny that I, God, have elected you, Louisa, for the sole purpose of making my divine will known, so that through you, Louisa, I, God, shall obtain the kingdom come, and therefore it will have its fulfillment. It is certain that creatures are an instrument in my hands, and I, God, do not look at who it is, but I look at whether my divine will has decided to operate by means of this soul. It is enough for me to fulfill my highest designs and of the doubts and difficulties of creatures that I make use. But in due time, to confuse them, in due time, to humiliate them, because I, God, do not stop. I, God, move forward in the work that I, God, want to do by means of Louisa. See, what was happening at that time, people were rejecting Louisa, and God said, fine, it won't be for you. It'll be for a future generation. And when the writings came out in 1996, that means we were the generation that Jesus wanted to give this to. Don't let this pass you by. Volume 30, 327, 1932. All my manifestations of my divine will, from the first to the last word that I, God, speak, must serve to form the fierce army, all of love, of invincible strength, all irresistible light, and of transforming love. Listen to this. Everything that I say will form a fierce army. That's us. All of love. That's us. Invincible strength. That's us. Irresistible light, that's us. Transforming love, that's us. How can it be? How can it be us? Because we say to Jesus, let it be done as you say. I don't want to breathe humanly anymore. I don't want my heart beating humanly anymore. I don't want to do anything humanly anymore. Lord, I use my free will to choose that your holy divine will reigns in me. This means that Jesus will reign in us completely on earth as the saints do in heaven. Now, nobody possesses this yet. You have to understand that. Nobody possesses it yet, but it's going to happen. This is the divine decree. They shall cast a net around all the other creatures, their family, their friends, their neighbors, their co-workers, all human generations, such that if the soul wants to get out, she shall be caught inside. She shall remain so entangled as to be unable to go out of it while she tries to get out. My many manifestations of my divine will shall continue to assail her in such a way as to extend a net, its net even more. So as we begin to live in this, Jesus says, it can't happen. And as we live this and help people read the divine will, they will never be able to get out. See, listen to what he says. Invincible strength, irresistible light, transforming love. That's what the divine will is. You can't leave that. Once you're in it, you're stuck forever. How great is that? So they shall form the fulfillment of the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, each of my manifestations on the divine will is a weapon that must serve to complete a kingdom so holy. So what are the weapons that God is giving us? It's the truth that Jesus told Louisa. If I, God, have manifested it and you do not say it, you shall cause the necessary weapons to be lacking. Therefore, be attentive. Learn this. Study this. Put this into practice. I, God, have manifested it to you through the Book of Heaven, through little Louisa. If you don't read it, if you don't study it, you will cause the necessary weapons that I will give you to be lacking. This is the fierce army, all in love, invincible strength, irresistible light, transforming love. This is what God has planned. And he's asking us, would you be willing to say yes? And when we say yes, how happy our God is. Volume 31, 918, 1932. Now every act of the one who does his human will does nothing other than ruin our divine designs. Think about that. He's expecting us to do divine acts. Every one of the acts done in the human will does nothing other than ruin God's designs. Forming some erasures on our written page. Every written word that Jesus spoke to Louisa, that Louisa wrote down, contains a special and eternal love. Every word. It contains the development of its life according to our divine likeness, in which the soul would enclose his story of love and the fulfillment of the divine will towards his God. So every heartbeat, every breath, every step, it forms our story of love and fulfillment of the divine will towards God. That's what he wants, image and likeness. The human will does nothing other than counterfeit this page by doing this human will and throwing out our likeness into confusion. And instead of forming the copy of our page written with so much love for man, man has formed his page written with notes of sorrow, of confusion, a story so vile and base that the centuries won't make a memory of it. And the Eternal One shall not find in him the echo of our story written on his page, in which his divine story must be praised, must be glorified, must be adored, must be worshipped by the creature. God has plans, and it's all, again, he calls this the Book of Heaven. These are Jesus' words. Volume 31, 11-13, 1932. The purpose forms the exchange of whatever works, little or great, that is done. And you, Louisa, must be convinced that no one, as much as in the divine order, as in the human, works without purpose in order to obtain this exchange. This is the purpose that can be called the beginning and work of a life of a work, the exchange and the fulfillment. See, in the divine will, this is not human. I mean, it's you're saying to Jesus, Jesus, you wash the dishes in me washing the dishes. This is the beginning of life. It's a life of a work. It's the exchange, it's the fulfillment of what God wants. So he says, oh, how many works would not have beginning if it were not for their purpose? and it would be left halfway if it were not for the certainty of exchange. The exchanges, he says, makes one certain, excuse me, the exchanges makes one sustain unheard of sacrifices and gives excessive heroism to God and to souls. See, Jesus is going, he says, I want you to exchange your human for the divine. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass. He puts the drop of water in the chalice and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. Now, if my divine will does not form its kingdom in souls, and if they do not give it the freedom to let it dominate with its creative and operative virtue, the true exchange shall not be given to us. And therefore, we triune God are always waiting. And we triune God, we see our most beautiful works halfway without the fulfillment of our divine purpose, such that there lacks the most beautiful thing, the most important act, there lacks the purpose for which all things were created. See, therefore, how necessary it is that the kingdom of my divine will come on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 35, 9, 8, 9, 37. Our love for the Blessed Mother, this is Jesus. This is the triune, this is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our love for the Blessed Mother is such that just as we, triune God, have our hierarchy of angels in heaven as well as the various order of saints, the Blessed Mother, the Great Lady, the Celestial Empress, the owner of the great inheritance of our divine will, shall call her own children to possess her inheritance when our kingdom shall be established on earth. We shall give the Blessed Mother the great glory of having her form the new hierarchy that shall be similar to the nine choirs of angels. So Mary shall have the choir of seraphim, of cherubim, and so forth, as well as the new order of saints who live in her inheritance. After Mary have formed them on earth, she shall take them to heaven, surrounding herself with a new hierarchy, the newborn of the divine fiat, the reborn of her own love, those who live in her divine inheritance. This shall be the fulfillment of the work of creation. This shall be our consummatum est. We shall have the kingdom of our will among creatures, thanks to Mary, the celestial heir, who wanted to give her life for each of them to make the divine will reign. Oh, how glorified and happy we, triune God, shall be, because the sovereign queen shall have her own hierarchy, just as we, triune God, keep ours, even more. So since our own hierarchy shall be hers too, while she shall be ours, because all this is done in our divine will, which is inseparable. This is what's coming. Things that have never been seen, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. What God has planned for the little children of the Holy Divine Will is so much love, so much glory. Volume 15, 11:29, 1937. My daughter Louisa, how much you must thank me. And again, we must thank Jesus for this gift, this book of heaven. How much you must thank me for all I've disposed for you and for all that I've made you suffer. And are we thanking God for the little that we suffer? Everything served to form my life in you as well as the triumph of my holy divine will. That's what Jesus is saying to us through Louisa. Everything. What a fortune for the creature, seeing that her pain served my life so wholly, which shall have as fulfillment my divine will palpitating within her. Do you think it's trivial that God shows his need for the creature? He, who is the omnipotent one and gives life to all, isn't this the greatest excess of our love? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Volume 35, 12, 6, 1937. The company of Louisa, the creature, is so dear to us that we form within her our recreation. We make the most important decisions for our glory and for the good of the human generations. We accomplish our designs while being in her company. Oh, our love rises to new life and keeps making up new devices of love, new surprises of love, in order to chain the soul to our divine love, always and more. If it wasn't for Louisa's company, with whom could we pour ourselves out? Over whom could we form our designs? we could, he says, where could we place our ever-rising love without the company of the creature Louisa? Our goods would be depressed without being able to give life to what we triune God want to do for the love of creatures. See then how necessary Louisa's company is to our love, Louisa's company to our work. It is the fulfillment of our most holy divine will. That's Louisa. And Jesus is saying, do you understand how necessary it is to be linked to Louisa? Mary, the mother of God, Theotokos, she's with God, but now a human born of original sin is entering into this life of Jesus and Mary. And now Jesus is saying to us, would you be willing to link yourself to Louisa? Would you be willing to give your fiat? Yes, Lord, thank you. 535, 124, 1938. Now, having completed my office down here, I, Jesus, left for heaven, remaining imprisoned inside each sacramental host. And do you know why? Because my love, being my sweet imprisonment, told me the purpose for which you descended from heaven to earth is not yet accomplished. Where is the kingdom of our divine will? It does not yet exist. Neither is it known. So remain there as a prisoner in each sacramental host. In this way, there shall not be only one Jesus, as in your humanity, but a Jesus for each sacramental host that shall exist. In full of love, your many lives shall make a way to the divinity, as well as in each heart that shall receive you. These lives shall have a little word to say to make our divine will known, because when they descend into each heart, they shall not be mute, but speaking. You shall speak about our fiat in the secret of their hearts. You shall be the bearer of our kingdom. I recognize the demands of my love as just, and so I, God, remain willingly on earth in order to form my kingdom and my divine will until the complete fulfillment of the work. This is what Jesus is saying to us. He's really trying to get us ready. He's here. Do you spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Oh, you can't. Okay. Well, then go to the internet. You know, download Savior.org or other sites where you can be in the presence of our Eucharistic Lord. In your own house, adore Him and love Him and praise Him and thank Him and bless Him and worship Him. Let Him speak to your heart. This is the reason why Jesus is waiting. He's waiting for each and every one of us to be with Him. He wants to speak to us about the fiat. He wants to tell us how to get ready. He wants to point us to Louisa. He wants to tell us to go to Louisa, to read the volumes, and let Jesus Himself speak to you. Jesus Himself is speaking to you when you read the volumes. May everything be for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of the most holy divine will, Deo gratias fiat. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is number 6 of Louisa and the Fulfillment of the Divine Will. We're on page 11, volume 20, 11:4-26. Now, Jesus says, in the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat, we, Triune God, shall have the copies of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, the Sovereign Queen. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the Eucharistic reign of Jesus, where we, each and every one of us, become a living host. And what God has planned is going to occur. This is a divine decree. So He says, so Our Lady too longs and awaits for this kingdom on earth in order to have her copies. See, that's her triumph. Everyone becomes like her Son, Jesus. And Our Lady is like Jesus. Jesus and Mary are one. And we enter into this new life of the new Adam and the new Eve. What a beautiful kingdom it shall be, a kingdom of divine light, a kingdom of infinite riches, a kingdom of perfect sanctity and of dominion. Our children of this kingdom shall all be kings and queens. They shall have all the members of the divine and royal family. Here Jesus tells Louisa that we will mankind will be robed in glory. This is what Adam had. Adam was robed in the divine will. He was the king of the earth. Eve was to be the queen of the earth. And because of the original sin, they lost that clothing of divinity and were expelled. And now Jesus is saying to us, he's really saying to us that he wants us to begin to live this abundant life, okay, to be clothed with divinity. Okay, so what does Our Lady say? She asks us three things, basically. To wear the scapular. Okay, this is the clothing of heaven. This is to anticipate this royal garments that Jesus said he's going to clothe us with. To pray the rosary and wear the scapular and to attend First Saturday. So these are the three things that Our Lady is asking. And it's not much, yet most ignore her request. Most put blocks so that her request cannot be accomplished. So Jesus is saying, they shall be members of the royal and divine family of God. How glorious is this? You know, mankind has never seen this. The earth has been in the hands of the evil one from the fall. And even though Jesus, 2,000 years ago, died on the cross, shed every drop of his blood for our redemption, we still are not living in that glorious kingdom that our God wants us to possess. So now, 2,000 years later, he has given Louisa, so Louisa can hear what Jesus is saying, put it down on paper, and we read this. These souls shall enclose all of creation within themselves. These souls shall have the resemblance and the reflection of our celestial Father, and therefore they shall be fulfilled. They shall be the fulfillment of our glory. They shall be the fulfillment and the crown of our head. What the Lord has in store for the little children of the divine will is just astonishing. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us to really begin to live this abundant life. 5:20, 1:30, 1927. Therefore, our pains were all voluntary, chosen by our very selves as the office that we came to fulfill. They were not fruits of the human nature, of frailty, or of the imposition of a degraded nature. So here we see what Jesus and Mary went through, the sufferings of Jesus. You know, he says this is not human frailty, human nature. They suffered in a divine way. Our Lady, when you read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom, you see that Our Lady says that her sufferings were so intense that if it were not for the divine will, she would have died with Jesus on Calvary. I mean, what mother can watch their child be tortured and not have a broken heart? And here, Mary knew the innocence of Jesus. She knew he was the Son of God. And she watched her brothers and sisters basically crucify and kill her son. The sufferings of Jesus and Mary are unbelievable. And now we understand a little bit of the sufferings of Louisa. Jesus says to Louisa, I crucify you every day, Louisa. I want you, Louisa Picaretta, to share in my sufferings. I want you, Louisa Picaretta, to share in my mother's sufferings. So the three that suffer the most, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, are being revealed to us today. Now we have seen the lives of the saints and the sufferings they have gone through, the martyrdoms they have gone through. But they went through each of these sufferings in a human holy way, a human sanctity. The way Jesus suffered, the way Mary suffered, what they gave to Louisa was to suffer in a divine manner. And this is what the church is recognizing with Louisa Picaretta at this time. And it is very, very clear. Oops.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, it's still going. I got to go back here. Let me...